Hey everybody, welcome back to Tuesday Mana. I'm your host, Chuy Ortega. I'm excited to be here with you guys, and let's see what God wants to say to us. So will you join me as we open up in prayer? God, we want to thank you for your word, for the gift of your word. You know, we can be doing anything else right now, but you've led us to be here watching this manna and to hear your word. So, God, we know that you're faithful to speak and to encourage people. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, we're going to go over some stuff that we went over on our youth camp. Just not too long ago, we got back from our winter camp, and it was amazing, right? Kids gave their hearts to Christ. You know, it was just amazing. Not only do we have a lot of fun and have a lot of snow games and all that, but there's worship, there's small groups, there's devotionals, there's chapel services. It's a lot of fun. So our theme for it was called Rekindle. And that comes from 2 Timothy 1:6-7. So I'm going to read this. It says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan the flame of the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and self-control." So the first thing I want to point out is the fear part, right? Like, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And fear, I love the acronyms for it. One of the acronyms for fear is false evidence appearing real. And that's what the enemy does. He makes us get all these crazy scenarios and these what ifs, and it keeps us from stepping in to ministry. It could stepping into the next step in our faith. Fear can control us. Fear can overtake us. And God has not given us a spirit of fear. So in reality, fear is false evidence appearing real. Another one is when you're faced with a moment of hardship or something where you have to be courageous. Because remember, to be courageous, you're to have courage. Without fear, there is no courage. So it's stepping into something that scares you. It's stepping into something that brings a little bit of fear upon you. And then the Holy Spirit gives you courage to go through those things. So God asks us to be courageous as well. So when we're faced with something that, you know, scares us, the first one we read is it's false evidence appearing real. And then it's forget everything and run, right? It's like forget everything and run. Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, do it, right? Do it. It's just false evidence appearing real. And when that fear comes over you, don't be the one that forgets everything and runs, right? And here's the last acronym. Instead of forgetting everything and run, you should face everything and rise. Face everything and rise, because God is with us, right? He's given us a spirit of power, right? And it's not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. And through his Holy Spirit, we can face everything and rise. That really should be the acronym for us for fear. When we're faced with fear, that we should face everything and rise. You know, let's do it. God is with us. So going on back into this verse, it says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan the flame, to fan the gift of God, which is in you." So a lot of times, guys, there's things that we can do to make our flames, like, you know, to really set that fire ablaze, you know, drawing close to Jesus, going to church, having worship, fellowship, diving into his word. Those things fan the flame. And there's things we can do that will kind of kindle the fire, that'll like take it out, like will smother it. And that's why God is reminding us, you know, to fan the flame. It's good to fan the flame. Some of us, maybe our fires are roaring. Maybe some of us, it's just a little tiny fire. And then some of us, it feels like it's just coals, like there's no fire left. Well, I encourage you guys, like, God wants that. He wants to set that fire ablaze. He wants it to be on fire. He wants it to be a roaring fire, because he's not giving you a spirit of fear, but he's giving you a spirit of power, love, and self-control, right? And so remember, that's the biggest thing that takes your flame away, that takes your fire out, is fear, okay? In reality, it's just false evidence appearing real, right? We're not going to forget everything and run. We're going to face everything and rise as God fans that flame, all right? So it was a great message for the kiddos. They were encouraged, and because we all need to hear that. Like, we all need to examine our lives and think, like, where's my fire at? I remember when I was so on fire for God, or I feel like I'm so dry, or I feel like I'm roaring right now, and that fire needs to spread. Right? Well, thank you guys. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed that little message.